Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I must apologize to the greedy prize pigs. I forgot to give away the Caps tickets at the end of the last segment. You have to wait now till the end of this segment that you're listening to now.
Stay tuned.
And I personally guarantee that I will give them away because Drab and Valdez will remind me if I forget.
It's a dangerous zone. I've had this discussion with Drab, I don't know, handful of times, dozen times.
Yeah.
I prefer to give away the prizes at the beginning of a segment.
Yeah.
Because I often forget.
Sure.
By the time we get to the end of the segment, because we're talking about something.
I know.
And so I don't want to forget this. Drab pointed this out. It's the first show of the new year.
Yes.
I actually brought this up before, and it happens to fall on an open line Thursday.
Yeah, the show's going to win a Marconi.
And so we joked about who's going to be the first caller
yes.
to break through on an open line Thursday on the first show.
Yes.
And I noticed earlier in the show, there was like six or seven phone lines lit up, and Drab didn't put any of them through.
Not a single one.
I don't know if it was Mo calling seven times or it was seven different people,
but
Drab's got high standards.
Sure.
And he came in here during the break, and he's like, you guys started that bit, and then you forgot about it. Shocker, we're getting old, we forget things. But we have to have high standards, right, Drab? I mean, you can speak on this. We're not just letting somebody call in to say happy due year.
Well, yeah, somebody said, I want to be the first call of the year, so can you put me through? And then, like, everybody called in, kept saying that, or say, I want to say happy new year. And then I'm like, no. I want to start the year off right. I'm not putting somebody through until they have a good call, a good take,
right.
A good opinion, whatever it is, because we want good callers this year. It's kind of been a theme here lately. We've been discussing phone screening a lot. And then I was just talking with you guys during the break. I think we should do something, Valdez. We should have call of the year nominees.
I think that's fair.
Definitely
if you guys want to rack them or whatever you want to do at the end of a call, and we save it, and then we play at the end of the year.
Yeah.
We maybe vote on call of the year the audience.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes, here's the thing. Sometimes the call of the year is like an unintentional guy. I'm forgetting a couple months ago.
Yeah, you know, the guy about the Nats game and EB at the Nats game.
Oh. Yeah.
Talk about EB wearing his khakis at the Nats game.
Yeah.
Or
Dina's butt.
Dina wearing the khakis. Got
no, but there was, and it might have been like I was on vacation, and when I'm on vacation, I'm not listening to the show, but I'll retweet stuff, and there was something put up from 106.7 The Fan that. I want to say it was a guy, maybe it was a woman, but somebody called in and just was unintentionally, I mean, let's be real, like dumb or interesting or something. And you guys did a full segment.
Right.
And then the guy from, our guy, I think it's Lou, might be botching his name. The guy that puts up the stories on 106.7 The Fan, he was like, a Hall of Fame caller or something like that.
Yeah. Apparently we haven't had those callers today because Drab is giving every one of them, he's blocking them all.
Yes.
He's just giving them the Dikembe waggle.
The no, no, no.
Yeah.
800-636-1067 is how you call us on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines. High standards. We've said this for years. Open line Thursday, your chance to steer the show.
Yes, correct.
But Drab is still steering. Like, you can say you're going to steer the show.
Right.
But you got to get through Drab to get to us.
He's the ultimate gatekeeper.
But I like it. We're setting high standards. So you're not just calling in to say, man, Jaden Daniels looked good last week.
Right.
Got to offer something more.
Got a little something more. Something more zesty, something spicier.
All right, why don't you regale us with some entertainment-based stories?
I can do that.
I was telling Cakes, it dawned on me, he's the only person I've ever heard use that word, and it's great, and it's appropriate, but it's kind of his Pavlovian response, because when EB's not here, Cakes does the entertainment page. And I would say, Valdez, maybe I'm wrong. I would say 9 out of 10 times when he then does the tease, he says, when we come back, I will regale you with the entertainment page stories.
It's one of my go-tos.
Yeah. It's a verbal crutch.
It probably is. Now I need to look up regale
to see if
synonyms.
You're using it right.
I think I'm, Yeah, regale.
No, I know you're using it
entertain
right.
Entertain or amuse someone with talk.
Perfect. Using it perfectly.
Could also lavishly supply someone with food or drink. So here are your synonyms for regale.
Tell.
Amuse.
Right.
Entertain. Delight. Divert. Banquet. That doesn't make sense. Gratify. Wine and dine. That definitely doesn't work. So I think regale is my one seed. All right, time for me to regale you with the few stories that Valdez brought in here that I can actually read.
Headline.
The EP is driven by BMW of Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner. For the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine, get over to BMW of Fairfax and ask for EB's girl, Miriam, the general manager, or check them out at BMWofFairfax.com. Miriam, not really a name you hear a lot these days.
No.
Right? Kind of a.
But sometimes these names come back because Emma was your grandma. Yeah,
that's correct. And my daughter's middle name.
And Emma has come back as a popular name.
Yeah. Correct. All right. I'm going to lead the EP with this story about Diplo. Now, I know Diplo is wildly popular. I could name a Diplo song if my life depended on it. Valdez, give me a 10-second explanation of who Diplo is and why he's famous.
He's like a DJ.
Okay, like a club DJ.
Yeah.
And he's...
He was on... This... Like, I don't think he doesn't sing.
Okay.
Like, he kind of spins the tune. This is Diplo and Morgan Wallen, Heartless.
Okay.
You've heard this song 10 billion times.
Sure I have. So anyway, Diplo was on with Valdez's guys, Andy Cohen and Anderson Cooper, during New Year's Eve's CNN show.
Mm-hmm.
So Andy Cohen asks Diplo, what's the most conventional place that you've done LSD? Diplo responds, right now, I did some on the helicopter on the way here. I'm not even lying.
Wow.
So Diplo went on with Andy Cohen and Anderson Cooper tripping on LSD on New Year's Eve. Now, I don't have
pretty confident I'm going to be in my grave having never done LSD.
Now, I have never done LSD.
Have you been around it?
I saw somebody, I'm not going to mention who it was.
Somebody that I would know?
Not anybody that you would know.
Oh, okay.
Tripping on LSD in college, and it didn't look like a fun experience. I saw that and I was like, it doesn't look great. Like, you're kind of zoned out. You're hallucinating. You're detached from what's going on. And like, I'm sure that's the point, is you're taking LSD. You're trying to escape whatever reality you're living in. Not for me. Not an LSD guy. I know that may shock you because I've dabbled with some substances in the past, but LSD, never won.
You prefer things that you can hold,
yeah, true.
Smoke, or maybe something that comes out of a bong.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. I think those are apt descriptions.
Yes.
All right, good.
Are we going to go to a caller of the year candidate?
I don't know. We've got...
I mean, the first caller will be the caller of the year until he gets knocked off. He or she.
So we can choose from either... And we do have a ladies first policy generally.
Yeah.
Donna's on the line. Cole is on the line, but I'm more intrigued by who's on line one. I think we need to go to line one and say hello. I believe this is the first call of 2025.
Yeah.
Let's go to Scott in Crofton.
I'm going to write these down.
Okay.
So we have the call. I mean, this is another thing. You know, Kick said something at the beginning of the show, and it struck me that I used to keep track for thousands of shows. In the very early days, I would keep track of every caller, and then I would give it to our PD and say, look, we had 40 callers today calling in for Under My Skin.
Right. And Greg Gillespie would say, that's a great list. I can't wait for us to have 100 callers during one show.
No, but it was originally the Jeremy Insider. Coleman cakes. Jeremy Coleman was getting those.
Radio Insider.
And Jim McClure.
Correct. All right, Scott, you're on with the Junkies. First call of 2025. Landmark moment for you.
What's up, boys? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
So as I was scrolling through Twitter the other day, I happened to come across a tweet by Johnny Cakes Allville,
okay, right,
where I saw that you were sitting in some restaurant by yourself or somewhere, and some rando just comes out to sit next to you, and I have to hear more about this.
Okay, so
I didn't see this tweet.
Scott, thank you for bringing that up. This was a few days ago, I guess while I was still on break. So I'm picking up takeout from a spot kind of near Gaithersburg, halfway between my house and like Gaithersburg. So I walk in, I place my order, and they're fixing my order. There's, I don't know, five or six people just kind of milling around waiting to pick up their food. This guy comes in. So I'm sitting down at the, there's a two-top table.
I now see the picture.
Right as you walk into the restaurant.
There's not a soul in the restaurant.
There's eight more of them lined up, you know, from on the wall heading down to the bathroom.
Nobody's sitting at the bar either.
Then there's a set of tables over to the left, and there's literally nobody sitting at a chair except for your boy, Johnny Flakes. I'm the only person sitting down in the whole establishment.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just sitting there, I'm sure doom-scrolling Twitter, just minding my own business.
I'm going to retweet this at Junks Radio because you can play along.
So another customer walks in, and he goes up and orders, and he's with somebody else. This somebody else comes down and sits directly across from me at the table that I'm sitting at. Like if you walked in, you would think that we're just dining together, that we're there together. But we're not. He's just a guy that just sits down literally 3 feet across from me while...
And you didn't know him.
Didn't know him. Never seen him before in my life. And I'm like, well, this is weird.
And that's not a restaurant set up. Like sometimes there are restaurants, for some reason, I'm thinking about Bonefish, right?
Right.
Where they have booths,
yeah.
But then they'll also have kind of an island,
yeah,
with about 10 chairs.
It's not like that at all.
That's a social one.
It's not like, oh, look at our community table. We're going to sit everybody together. You're going to meet people that you never would ever meet before. That nonsense and garbage. No, this is a regular two-top that you go to. Like if you brought your wife out someplace, you'd be sitting with her. Or if you went out to lunch with your kid, you'd be sitting with them. Instead, this random.
What does he look like? Because you didn't put his picture in.
Yeah, I intentionally didn't put his face.
It's a big guy, our age, young, old.
I want to say he's 25 to 30.
25 to 30.
Okay. He doesn't say a word to me. I don't say a word to him. There's no eye contact.
He didn't say, how you doing?
I did this with my phone. I was like, I have to document this, but I don't want
to
make
it. You didn't even make effort to say, hey, how you doing?
JP, it's a total stranger. Why would
I know, but he sat at a table next to you.
JP,
he doesn't want to talk to him. He's completely blown away.
I know, but if that happened to you, wouldn't you just say, how you doing? What's up?
No, I'd say, honestly, I'd say, what are you doing?
Okay, but you'd say something.
I'd say, sit somewhere else. What are you doing, weirdo?
JP, I don't think you
I know, but you would say something. You wouldn't be silent. JP,
I wouldn't be friendly.
Listen.
Okay, it's fine.
Listen to me. I was riddled with anxiety. My anxiety was through the roof because it was so weird and so foreign to think that this guy would just walk into a restaurant where there's literally 40 empty seats and he just posts up next to the most antisocial guy in the restaurant. Me. So, but I think there's a slight, I think there's an explanation. After the guy who he came in with picked up the food, he motioned to him to come with him. I think that the guy who sat down, I don't think he was completely
his special needs.
I think there might have been some element of that. Like, he didn't mean to be like socially awkward. He just grabbed the closest seat to him when he walked into the restaurant. And I think that's also why he didn't even utter a word. He didn't even look at me. Like, he just sat down and like was in his own world. And
by the way, he may be thinking that about you because you did the same thing.
Too. He may think, well, that's the weirdest guy I've ever experienced.
You fired off a premature tweet. The first thing you got to do is examine the guy and make sure that his mental capacity is all there before you start calling him
some
weirdo who's sitting next to you in a restaurant. Of course that explains it.
But just by looking at him, and I couldn't tell that anything was like off with him or that he may have been like, I don't know if he's autistic. I don't know.
That's why you maybe say something like, How you doing? Or
JP,
or you could be more really like,
you don't understand.
You can tell by his Velcro shoes.
I was paralyzed with fear.
You weren't that paralyzed. He took a stupid picture.
Yeah, of course I have to document it, JP. That's what I do on Twitter. It's my bit. But I couldn't engage with this person and talk with him. I wouldn't have known what to say. Because you know what? If I had talked to him, I would have said, why are you sitting here? There's 40 empty seats. Well,
that's appropriate.
That's what I would have said to this person. You know what?
It's
better just not.
How long did he sit there? How long did you sit there?
3 or 4 minutes.
Three or four minutes, and then somebody's food came out?
Yeah, their food came out, and they left.
Before you?
Yeah, because I had a bigger order. I couldn't just get up and leave. Then I look like a douche.
And what did the other guy do that was with him?
He did nothing. He just motioned.
He stood there?
He just stood.
He was standing. He didn't sit.
No, he didn't sit because there weren't any other seats because we're at a two-top. Me and the stranger.
I know, but I'm looking at the picture. Again, Adjunct's Radio.
He just paid for the food and waited
the whole
for it.
Restaurant. You're probably having dinner at 4 o'clock. There's not one person in there.
It might have been like 5:45. I think that was late for me. But yeah,
I blame his caretaker, actually. I mean, you got to say.
Sure.
Hey. Over here.
Yeah.
Leave that guy alone.
Yeah. Go sit in one of 8 other empty tables.
Let's just say and we love him, but let's say we didn't know Bruce the Hugger.
Right.
Let's say Bruce sat down next to us in an empty restaurant like this just happened with Cakes. I'm sorry, you got to say something. You have to say something. And then, by the way, if you just said one thing, even if you just said hello, then you get a better vibe on what's going on with the guy.
I said nothing. I wasn't going to say anything. If he said something to me, I would have been polite and responded. But I wasn't going to be the one.
You also could have got up and just moved yourself.
Yeah, but that would have been weird. He would.
Is that as weird as whatever Cakes did?
Two guys sitting next to each other in silence.
Is it as weird as Cakes doing this? Oh, I gotta take a picture of this.
Well,
gets his phone.
It was so weird.
He pretends he's looking at his stocks, which he's looked at for 100 times already that day.
It had to be documented.
And then he goes, hey, can you smile?
These things had to be
documented.
That's
kind of brazen of you. Because what if the guy was like, dude, why are you taking a picture of me?
Yeah, it's like an upskirt.
Yeah, kind of.
Well, it's not. I mean, it's not that invasive. Come on, let's. And again, I did conceal his identity.
Hey, thank you, Scott. Our first call.
Yeah, Scott
is the caller of the day right now,
caller
but he can
of the
be
year.
Knocked off.
Caller of the year.
Caller of the year.
Well, it's first.
That's true.
First call we've taken.
He didn't even really have content other than he asked a question.
Yeah,
right. But it was good.
Despite neither one of them reminding me, I have remembered that we are going to hook up the 10th caller right now at 800-636-1067. You are going to win a pair of tickets to see the Capitals take on the Montreal Canadiens Friday, January 10th. For the complete Capitals schedule and ticket information, go to thefandc.com. Caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. You win. Coming up at 9:45. I'll tell you something that tilted me at MGM National Harbor yesterday, almost more than my aces getting cracked at the end of the tournament. It wasn't on that level, but it was close.
Since you're probably going to forget, I've written down 9:45 Cakes tilt.
Okay, good. Perfect.
And you had already forgotten, I had to confirm with Drab,
yes,
that he came in and said, hey, we have 2 pair of Caps tickets to give away.
I don't remember that.
Of course you don't remember it.
I actually don't think it happened.
Oh, you think you were out of the room? You're going to pull an EB? I must not have been there.
I'm pretty sure.
Trav, was he here when you came in and said that?
I'm not sure. It's all good. It's all good.
Give pretty sure I
later.
Wasn't.
No, I think I just said
his
it.
His memory is generally pretty good when it needs to be.
I know I only said it to JP.
Okay. Got it. Okay, good. All right, so 9:45.
Cakes tilt.
Second most tilting thing in MGM.
I'm intrigued.
Yesterday. We'll do that at 9:45. Keep the listeners on the edge of the seat.
Still open line Thursday.
If you want
to knock off Scott, 800-636-1067. He's the caller of the day, caller of the year.
So far. But we'll get to them hopefully at some point. But we have some Commanders breaking news.
Breaking news on the Fan is brought to you by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Get 3 free days of BetQL access by downloading the BetQL app or visiting BetQL.com. Breaking news in from Nikki Javala of the Washington Post. Commanders quarterback Jaden Daniels and wide receiver Terry McLaurin have been selected to the 2025 Pro Bowl. There are 11 other Commanders that have been chosen as alternates. Once again, Jaden Daniels and Terry McLaurin are heading to the Pro Bowl. This is Adam Pohl with breaking news presented by BetQL Sports on 106.7 The Fan.
Sometimes things work seamlessly.
Mm-hmm.
So he brings up the breaking news. During the break, I had seen the story and I put up a Junkies Poll of the Day. Of course, Junkies Poll of the Day presented by Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV. Plenty of Scotty's Vodka consumed on New Year's Eve.
I think you had like a cartoon size bottle.
I had the big boy.
You had the XL bottle of Scotty's Vodka. I was impressed.
I also had, they brought us the stateside vodka. Ah. Well, actually, I probably shouldn't muddy the waters.
Yeah,
that's not.
That's from another
client friend of ours.
Correct.
From Surfside.
Yeah.
Anyway, Jaden Daniels and Terry McLaurin made the Pro Bowl. Who was snubbed and most deserving of their teammates?
Snub? Is there any obvious snub?
I gave you 4 choices. Bobby Wagner,
yep.
Frankie Louvu, Zach Ertz, and Tyler Biadasz. Just to give you where they're ranked in terms of alternates, I believe I could double check. Bobby Wagner was a first alternate. Tyler Biadasz, a second alternate. Just to give you a couple of the others, Dante Fowler Jr. has got a bunch of sacks, third alternate. Zach Ertz, a fifth alternate. So, and Louvu, a second alternate.
And look, I know it's an honor for these guys to be named to the Pro Bowl, but the Pro Bowl has become like a laughingstock.
Well, they're not even doing the game
anymore.
It's
become a farce. It's like a skills competition. There might be like a flag football element to it.
Yeah, but it's recognition.
Yeah.
And for some of these guys, they have incentives.
Well, yeah, that's the most important part.
I would vote for Louvu. I think Louvu has been the most impactful defensive player on this team.
I think Biadasz probably also should get some consideration.
Hard for me to judge a center.
It is.
I don't know where.
It's not a glamour position, but he helped solidify what was thought to be one of the worst units on the team. Like, he was a big free agent signing. He came in. I think he generally put up good PFF grades week in, week out. And, I mean, he helped anchor a unit that was really poor last year and that there were a lot of question marks about heading into the season. And I think for the most part, the offensive line has performed relatively well. Better than people expected them to.
If you want to chime in on that, you can at 800-636-1067.
Let's go to Cole. He's been waiting on the MGM National Harbor listener lines for a bit. Cole, you're on with the Junks. Good morning.
I don't know if he's going to make. I don't know if he's going to be the caller of the day.
Cole, what are you doing? We had you teed up and ready to go, and you just face planted
on hold too long.
These
I guess
things happen.
Part of being a caller, you got to make it through the elite call screener.
That's right.
You got to avoid being banned. So don't.
And you have to
don't be snippy.
You have to be a good listener.
Yeah.
You have to be cognizant of where we are in the show, and then we go to you. You hear the little click, and then you're off and running.
Probably the fastest ticket, probably to get through Drab, the elite phone screener who likes to ban people, mm-hmm. is to say your topic is to Joan on the Junkies.
Yeah, it's probably a fast pass for you.
Yeah.
you're in the easy pass lane if that's your topic. But please pay attention. We're not asking for that much. Just pay attention. Speak when we ask you to speak.
I don't even remember if this was our show, but was there a time where we punched up a caller who had been in hold for so long that fell asleep?
I'm sure that's happened.
We could hear him kind of snoring.
Sure, it's happened at some point.
I feel like that did happen on our show.
I mean, that's not.
And then we just like listened to the guy.
That's kind of an indictment on our product, is if we're just putting you to sleep.
These, do you remember
while
this?
You're on the phone?
Sorry, say that again.
Do you remember? Did we one time have a caller who was on hold for like 45 minutes, an hour, and then we punched him up and you could hear that he was sleeping?
Yeah, that's happened before.
Yeah.
I would guess that's happened multiple times over the years. I mean, we've been taking calls for almost 30 years.
Our early morning show, a lot of people sleep deprived.
Mm. You know what? Yesterday, I took a late nap. Shocker. I took a late nap while I was at MGM.
Right, because you had that wild and crazy night at my house. You left at 9:40.
I was out till almost 9:20 at your house.
Whenever Scott finished his set.
So I laid down in the bed at about 5 o'clock, and okay. I was going to go eat dinner at 6. So I was like, I don't need to set my alarm.
Where were you doing dinner?
I just did dinner at Bento. Okay. Grabbed some sushi. So I was like, I don't need to set my alarm. Like, I'm just going to lay down for a few minutes. I'll be fine. Whatever. Lay down. I wake up with a start half an hour later, and I'm completely discombobulated. I roll over and look at my phone, and it says 5:30. I thought it was 5:30 the next morning. I thought I was oversleeping for this show today, and then I was like, hold on, it's 5:30. In the evening. Like, I thought I lost.
So you took a quick nap then?
I took a quickie, but I thought.
But it felt like a long one. You had a panic.
Yeah, I had a panic until I realized, oh, it was 5:30 p.m., not 5:30 a.m.
I've had that panic a few times over the years since I've been doing the morning show. Generally, it's like on a Saturday morning.
Right.
When I've woken up and I look at the clock, whoa, I overslept. Right. And then, like, it tells me, oh, it's Saturday.
Right. Then you're good.
Nice.
All right, let's see if Mike from Orange can recover Open Line Thursday, because the last call was a disaster. Mike, you're on with the Junks. Good morning.
Hey, this is Mike from Orange. Bobby Wagner made this defense what it is this year, period.
So you think he's been more impactful than Luvu?
Our defense was like 28th last year. Luvu's good. Yeah, I like him. But Bobby Wagner leads this defense.
I mean, I think that's fair to say.
In their position? No, Bobby Wagner got snubbed hard.
All right, Mike's a big Bobby Wagner mark.
I'm going to have to look and see who the linebackers who were selected over him. But the thing that I like about Luvu, he seems to have more impactful plays.
Right.
Like, Wagner seems to be, and there's nothing wrong with this, like a meat and potatoes tackle guy. Yeah. You know, right place. Right time.
I think, like Drabs described, like if the play basically comes to Bobby Wagner, he's going to make the play. He's going to make the tackle. But, like, his range is limited. Like, Luvu, I agree with you. He seems more impactful all over the field making plays. Just jumps out to me a little bit more than Bobby Wagner. Maybe Bobby Wagner's the more solid leader type. Obviously, that's part of the reason he was brought here. But I think Luvu is more impactful.
You want
than
your
Bobby
NFC
Wagner.
Linebackers
sure.
who are selected over Bobby Wagner.
Yep.
Again, you can vote at Junks Radio. Who was snubbed? And if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Micah Parsons in at linebacker.
Yep.
Danielle Hunter. These are big sack guys. Mm-hmm. Hassan Reddick from the Eagles. Fred Warner from the 49ers. I mean, some people were saying he should have been Defensive Player of the Year. And then, oh, you know what? I'm looking at it. Why the heck did this give me? You know what? My bad.
You looked
That's
at
last
the wrong year.
I mean, I Googled it. The first story that comes up.
Okay,
NFL Pro Bowl roster.
It's all good. Gather yourself. Find the right year's worth of stats. We're going to come back, and we're going to give the listeners a chance to win another pair of Caps tickets. Even though I wasn't told that earlier, I was told that during this segment. We have another pair of Caps tickets to see them take on Montreal.
And
we're going to talk about my second most tilting thing that happened to me at MGM National Harbor yesterday. Bank local, cheer local, and business every day is game day. Business is always moving up or down, but never still. That's why the Main Street Bank team treats every day like game day. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank proudly serving the DMV since 2004. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender. Still looking for a really good call on Open Line Thursday, brought to you by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors? Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home, because it's where you live.
In terms of the rankings, Scott, the leader of the clubhouse, simply for letting us know about your story where some guy sits next to you at a restaurant and neither of you say a word.
Correct.
Mike and Orange wanted to rip the Pro Bowl committee, the voters, because Bobby Wagner doesn't make the Pro Bowl. I have the correct list. See, I was looking at 2024 Pro Bowl.
Okay.
But this is actually the 2025 Pro Bowl. We're now in 2025.
Gotcha.
Outside linebackers, Jonathan Greenard from the Vikings, Andrew Van Ginkle, and Jared Verse from the Rams. Inside linebackers, Fred Warner, Zach Bond. So Bobby Wagner got bumped by Fred Warner, who some people say should be Defensive Player of the Year, and Zach Bond, another guy who they say should be Defensive Player of the Year. Really good players.
All right, let's go back to the phones, see if any of these callers can vault into the lead for Call of the Year of 2025. Let's go to Tyler.
And don't forget your tilt.
I will get to that shortly. Let's go to Tyler calling from Richmond. Tyler, hey, you're on the Junks. What's up?
Morning, gents. Morning. Is it all right if I divert from this Pro Bowl snub conversation?
That
for
is
a
fine.
Minute?
Yes,
open lines. That's right, the great point.
All right, so I'm calling in to get some marriage advice here. So,
okay.
So first off, I know this is a major hypothetical because we're going to have to win three playoff games, likely all of them on the road, but here's my situation. So I was one of those guys who said if we ever made the Super Bowl again, I would go. The last time we made it, I was 1 year old.
Okay.
So here's my dilemma. My wife is pregnant with our second. She's due about 2.5 weeks after the Super Bowl. So the question is, if you're in that situation, do you risk missing the birth of your son to go to New Orleans, or do you not roll the dice?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
So here's the thing. Marriage advice. I've been married twice.
Yeah.
Cakes only once.
Right?
Who's the better expert? I don't know. Probably Cakes.
Well, I mean, like you said, I mean, it's a long shot of long shots that they're playing in New Orleans for the Super Bowl.
But it's play long.
Yeah. 2.5
Can
weeks.
Can he go if it's happening? They're in the Super Bowl.
No, but his question is, it's 2.5 weeks after the Super Bowl is a due date, correct?
Yes.
That's right.
He wants to know,
right.
would you give him the green light to go?
I roll those dice.
I'm gonna come on the other side, dude. I think you got to play it safe because the worst thing that could happen would be you're there at the Super Bowl and your wife sends a text, my water just broke.
Right.
And the reason I bring this up is when Jess was pregnant with Isabella, which is 8 years ago roughly, I had just had surgery on my knee. And I had told the orthopedic surgeon, I said, my wife's pregnant. Am I good to do this? He said, when's she pregnant? I mean, when's she due? When does she due? And I say the date. And he was like, oh, yeah, you'll be walking by then.
Right.
So I have my surgery. And not a week later, I'm sitting on my couch with the huge brace that they call the immobilizer. Cakes was actually driving me to work because I wasn't allowed to drive. My wife goes, my water just broke.
Uh-oh.
And the doctor 2 days before had said, oh, you're going to go another month.
Right.
So it's dicey. You want to roll the dice? It's fine, but that's something that you won't recover from.
Oh, you will if Jaden leads the Commanders to a Super Bowl dub.
Yeah, but the wife is going to always have that in the bank.
That's
you chose
true.
A football game over the
that's
birth
true.
Of your child.
You have a silly memory, Tyler. You have a great memory of being in Big Easy.
Yeah. I mean, it's a tough one. You know, like, I've got to start laying the foundation. It's kind of one of those things where I've got to bargain if I decide to do it, but obviously, it's a big hypothetical, but I do appreciate both of the perspectives there.
Yeah. All right. Best of luck with whatever you decide. Thank you, Tyler. All right. So the thing that tilted me the second most at MGM National Harbor, outside of my aces getting cracked and getting knocked out.
That's the first most.
That's, of course, that's the top seat. I'm walking towards dinner. And like I said yesterday, I've never seen the place more packed than it was yesterday on New Year's Day at MGM National Harbor. So I'm passing Ginger, which is the Asian restaurant, right off the observatory. And as I'm passing the restaurant, it's pretty crowded because, you know, these walkways are crowded with people. There's a woman right up against the wall. And I don't consider myself a big germaphobe. I'm not the biggest worrier about, like, getting sick, sickness, whatever. It's just not something that affects me that much. Maybe it should. She's up against the wall, and she's turned back around like this, and she's just doubled over, and she's coughing out into just the walkway, like without covering her mouth, for literally 10 to 15 seconds. I mean, her body is spasming, like, you might not get this reference, Valdez will, her body is spasming like the zombie that Brad Pitt is watching on the street in Philadelphia while it's turning into a zombie. You know what I'm talking about? The scene, Valdez?
Like, yeah.
World War Z.
When the S is starting to hit the fan in Philadelphia, and Brad Pitt's like, oh, I see what's happening here. That person's turning into a zombie. This woman's body was acting in the same sort of fashion. And I'm just thinking to myself, you're just coughing all of your germs or whatever you have just straight out into this walkway where there's literally 100 people. Now, I'm not saying you have to walk around with a mask on, but just cover up your mouth. Go in the bathroom.
Just do one of these. Old school.
Cough into your arm.
Right.
Just don't cough right into the pathway that 50 people are about to walk into. Myself included.
When did that change, by the way? I used to be a cough like this, but I have transitioned into the arm. I don't think we grew up with the arm.
Hey, you know what? Either one would have worked. She didn't want to do either one. She was just randomly coughing. And it was like...
So now if you get sick, you're 100% going to blame her.
Well, I'm just jinxing myself. This temple doesn't get sick very often. And you might look at it and say, well, that's a broke down temple. How does it not get sick? Don't get sick very often. But if I do get sick in the next day or two, she's squarely to blame. What else would have made me sick? Valdez. Oh, that's
your right. Fantasy team that won $63.
Again, it's a small win, JP. It's a win on the ledger. Speaking of sick, Valdez did say when I walked into the producer's studio this morning, he's like, stay back. I'm definitely sick. So maybe it's either that random woman at MGM or Valdez getting me sick.
Do you have a little too much NYE?
I was around sick people during the party.
Mm.
So
right.
That's going to get me sick.
Right. Now Drab's going to get sick. He's sick of both the callers and he's going to get sick from Valdez.
I don't think he was sick of Scott or Tyler.
No, probably not.
No, Valdez tweeted a video of me screaming at the guy on line three.
His
name's Vernon. He wanted to go by Co from the Foe. I guess that's his nickname.
Okay.
And he wouldn't go on the air because you guys didn't call him that. So he just sat there in silence.
So he's just going
to... You can talk to him. You'll probably get angry at him like I do.
All right, I'll pull up.
I got no problem calling him Co from the Foe.
I'd rather call you Vernon. What's up,
we
Vernon?
Don't do nicknames. Cowboy Todd.
Cakes. What's up, Jug? Dad, that was not why I didn't go on the air. I didn't know you was talking to me, guy. But question. Dad, going to do the NFL or gambling has a rule handbook for the bets, i.e. Monday night, I'm going to give you a play. Jared Goff threw a 7- and 9-yard curl to St. Brown. He pushed it back to Jameson Williams.
I remember the play.
St. Brown was only credited for 1 yard. Jameson Williams was credited for a reception as well as St. Brown. And Jared Goff was credited for like a 50-yard touchdown pass. How do we defer some nights, because I've been in this position before a couple years ago, how do we defer if those are the right stats if we don't have a handbook to go to? I just think calls such as egregious as a running back getting a pass from the foe.
Did this lose you money?
Had to have. Or
No, it did not lose me
You're
money.
Just curious.
It can will if I don't know the rules, and it switches up sometimes. So I'm just saying, if anybody knows, well, we can get this in black and white writing, so when it does come upon, we know, because sometimes I believe they switch it up on different days and games. That's all.
Okay. I don't think that's the case.
Thank you for the call.
But I don't have the handbook either.
Yeah, none of us have that handbook.
I just go to the box score, and I see if the guy had a catch for 50 yards or whatever the stat may be.
All right, we're going to hook up caller number 10 right now in the MGM National Harbor. Listener lines at 800-636-1067. What are you going to win? How about two tickets to see the Capitals take on Montreal Friday, January 10th? For the complete Capitals schedule and ticket info, you can go to thefandc.com.
Who's your caller of the year? Tyler from Richmond, Marriage Advice, Mike and Orange, Bobby Wagner, or Scott?
None of the above. All right, B. Mitch and Finley, they're coming up next here on The Fan.